East Coast. East Coast Breakfast.
So we're talking to Warren Jensen right now. How's it, Warren?
Good on yourself.
Lekkerman's. Can I sell it, Warren?
How's it, Warren?
How's it?
How you doing?
So this video was posted on Monday. It was like an instant viral hit, something that publishers search for and they just can't achieve. You're just chilling and you get yourself a viral hit. Because it shows an actual shark, not from the shark tank, like an ocean shark.
So it wasn't Beast?
It wasn't Beast.
Okay.
Wasn't Pat Lambie on an off day either, because he's got a lot of spare time now.
Yeah.
Okay? Because he's not a shark anymore.
Yeah,
was he a sail shark?
Yeah. No, that'll be Akar.
Okay, yeah. No, it was like an actual shark on our shores, on our beaches, this side of the nets, just chilling outside DUC by the harbor where we readily go and paddleboard and swim. So we got the guy who filmed the shark online. So welcome to East Coast Radio, Warren.
How are you doing?
Lekker, man. Warren, let's just set the scene, right? It's a normal day in the life of Warren at Vecchi's. Right? What happened next?
Yeah, we just got back from fishing.
Yeah.
And we hit the beach at Vecchi's in front of Durban Ski Boat Club.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I saw this dark shadow in the shallows, and what I thought was a stingray turned out to be a 2 meter Zambezi shark.
So, okay, you're confirming that it is, because I'm having a look at the comments on your video. People are like, it's a bull shark. No, it's not. It's a black tip. No, it's not. It's a great white. So, like, how do you know it was, well, bull shark is a Zambezi, right?
Yes, correct. That's the same species.
How do you know?
Well, you can just see by the broad head. It was a bit dark in color, so I did have my suspicions, but... Yeah. A lot of people have confirmed as well that it was a Zambezi.
Okay.
And they tend to swim in the shallows as well.
Yeah, but they also tend to have a reputation as fearless and inquisitive, and if not, perhaps a little bit aggressive.
Yeah, well, I could see my first video actually stood from the shore, and then after seeing how docile the shark was, I decided to try and get a better shot.
So.
Wait, no, sorry. can I interrupt here? Darren. Chief. Warren, how are you, my man?
How's it going?
So that's the part we didn't see in the video. So initially you were on shore, Chief.
So you were safely on land.
I was on dry land.
And then you go into the water, bro, to just for a good shot, my man.
Yes.
Now there's a couple of things here, and I usually say this, and I don't know if you listen to East Coast Breakfast, but
yes,
Vito's,
white
yes, Vito's.
Like the moment we said to Sky on Monday, have you seen the video of the guy filming a shark, and he's like in the water and he's filming the shark? The guy's like, is obviously a white guy.
Yeah.
Because we're the only ones to do that.
Like, you go to the danger, Chief.
Don't get me wrong. When that shark came in front of me, I was ready to skate on water.
Have you seen? I'm sure you heard of the story about Mick Fanning, yeah? JP.
Yes, yes.
And you wanted Mick Fanning Part 2 featuring Warren. Hi, guys. Hi, Chief. Hi, but Warren.
You can kind of read them.
So you're a fisherman. You understand.
You understand.
Well, you have a basic understanding of marine biology. So you know when it's safe and when it's not.
Yeah, correct.
All right. So you decide to get in the water and take selfies with Sharky.
I should have actually taken a selfie.
Yeah, we usually take selfies with Sharky at the shark tank.
So the video ends. You know, the shark sort of like gets a little bit deeper. Like my heart skipped when the wave rises and then breaks, you know, at your feet, and every time that rises, the shark rises in the wave, and I'm thinking any moment one of these waves is going to bring the shark to you.
It was that shallow. It was incredible.
So on a scale of 0 to 10, how much were you like pooping yourself, 10 being a shot and 1 being I wasn't nervous at all?
I was in the moment actually wasn't that nervous at all, really. Yeah, not very nervous at all.
And Warren, do you have a missus, bro?
Yes, I do.
And when you told the missus about this or showed her the video, did she say, are you crazy?
No, she doesn't. She knows what we get up to, and I've been bitten by a small hammerhead before.
Okay, so once bitten, still not shy. You're just crazy. You sound like one of those crazy Durban guys. That's what's happening here. All right. So at the end of the video, what happened afterwards? I mean,
Straight after the video, I just posted it onto the Durban Ski Boat Club WhatsApp group, yeah. And then the rest is history. Yeah.
How many hits have you got now?
I couldn't believe it. I actually have no idea.
But there's like plenty, hey? But now there's some comments, or there's some other photos. You didn't catch the shark, hey?
No. I tried to throw a shad in front of it, yeah, just to see if it would eat, as well as another fisherman. He also ran down to the beach and tried to get it to eat, but it definitely wasn't in a feeding mood.
I mean, if you had caught it, what would you have done with it? I'm hoping you would have released it on the other side of the net.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well,
I'm sure it would have swum away into the deep.
Can you hear that in the background, Sky? Like, he's on the beach again looking for another shark.
Like, are you still there? You're looking for the shark, right?
No. Back to work.
Just because I was going to say, mate, I'll get you tickets. You can see 15 sharks against the Stormers this weekend. Easy stuff. Comes with a beer.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, bro.
So, now, Warren, so here's the thing, right? The shark was on this side of the nets. Is there a possibility, at the risk of starting some conspiracy theory that nobody can prove, in your experience as a fisherman, someone who's regularly on this side and on that side of the net during and after fishing, how effective do you think the nets are?
They seem to be really effective, but they obviously do catch a lot of bycatch, which is a shame.
Yeah.
But at Vetchies, there obviously aren't any nets. It's just the protection of the reef.
Yeah.
So you do feel quite safe there. Mm. But at the end of the day, I suppose sea creatures can swim anywhere.
They can.
Because the nets aren't completely safe.
Yeah. Nothing is 100% safe, Chief.
There's a lot of people there by Vetchies that are paddleboarding and kayaking and... I can't imagine. You're just chilling with your friends, and then a 2-meter bull shark rocks up. That must be frightening, bro.
Yeah, it's very frightening.
But that's the
that's the thrill of it, I guess.
Yeah. So, Sky, would you ever take a video of a bull shark?
I would never. I would.
You can do it,
Warren, bro. If I was on on the shore and stuff, and I saw it, I would probably start running.
Even further inland.
Inland.
And only stop at Midlands.
I'll go to Montrose.
Yourself.
I go to Montrose.
How are you dealing with this, the interwebs fame now?
Yeah, you're like a mini celeb now, bro.
Yeah, you're like a Kardashian.
No way, it's just one little video.
Yeah.
That's literally, I saw this video, by the way. I didn't see it on Facebook. Someone sent it on our WOB rugby group, and I was like, oh, because, yeah.
Yeah, it's all about capturing the moment when it's in front of you.
What's the next big one?
Yeah, what's the next big thing for Warren?
Well, I've never seen a shark like that in the shallows all my life, and I've spent years and years on the beach and in the water, so.
Well, the other one you saw kind of bit you, so.
Oh, but there was only 1 meter.
It was a 1 meter hammerhead.
only 1 meter. Here's this guy.
But I mean, I'm loving here what the sentiment I'm getting from Warren is that, yeah, well, there was a shark there. Warren, you're saying it's a privilege to be up close and personal
absolutely
to this magnificent creature,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
I remember the last time. Really, I mean, Sky, we had to go all the way down to Scottborough.
Hmm.
And we had to take a boat out for 40 minutes to go and have an open water swim with those black tips. It's a mission.
And I did it because I lost a bet.
Yes. And you swam with those black tips.
I did.
So now you've done it. You swam with sharks. One little bull shark on the beach. You can hang with
but
Warren and bull shark.
Did you smell my wetsuit after that? Chief. Hey, Chief. Hey, Warren, you're a legend, bro.
Yeah.
You're a legend. Well done. And all the best, bro. Tell us if you see or find anything crazy in those waters anytime soon.
You know what?
Thanks, guys.
Someone who gets these rare pictures like this, people need to use you. Like, they need to take you up to Scotland and just leave you there for a few weeks, and you can capture Loch Ness.
Sure.
Because you're the guy that gets all of these pics. Warren, flipping amazing video. And thanks for chatting to us this morning, bro.
Guys, thanks so much. Keep up the good work.
All right,
cheers,
man.
Buddy.
Ciao.
Cheers, man. Bye.